This is Chris Bacon, composer for Bates Motel, and you're listening to Good Evening.
Welcome to Good Evening, an Alfred Hitchcock podcast. My name is Tom Caldwell. I will be your host for today. This is our special Dog Days of Summer episode. We've given Brandon and Chris the day off. They're off enjoying summertime and having little vacations. And we're doing something different today. We're not talking about a film in depth like we normally do, but we will be talking about the 2012 Anthony Hopkins film, Hitchcock, the biography picture, and more specifically, we're going to be talking about a couple of actors from the film. Now, this is Rapunzel and Cinderella. These are sister dogs who played Jeffrey and Stanley in the biopic alongside Anthony Hopkins and Helen Mirren. Now, they are Sealyham Terriers, who once were a very, very popular dog in Hollywood, and they were owned by the likes of Cary Grant and Elizabeth Taylor and Betty Davis and Gary Cooper. Now, Hitchcock was famous for loving, he owned a lot of Sealyhams, and they can actually be seen during his cameo in The Birds as Hitch walks out of Davidson's pet shop past Tippi Hedren, and another one of his dogs appears quickly in a scene in Suspicion from 1941. And today we're very happy to have with us as our special guests from Afterglow Kennels. This is going to be Lisa Inmanley and Geigerly. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, a little background for our listeners here. Afterglow Kennels is based in Granville, Ohio, and is an American Kennel Club Bronze Advanced Level Breeder of Merit of the Champion, Scottish Terriers, and the Rare Sealyham Terrier. Now, Lisa, you're the breeder of these dogs. So tell us a little bit about what is special about the Sealyham Terrier.
They call them the couch potato of terriers, and they're a happy, friendly, silly little dog. And they often even smile when they're really happy. They love to sit with you, which is not real common with the other terriers. And they'll sleep with you or sit with you, and they really want to be your companion. So they follow you everywhere.
Right on. And so you currently have, you have a number of these dogs that you have bred, and they're for sale. And tell us about what is the background of Rapunzel and Cinderella. They have quite a bit of heritage. Or I believe, is it Cinderella's grandfather is the champion Charmin?
Yes, he's a grand champion, and he is pretty much the Sealyham that's won the most silver awards of all time. And Geiger actually knows the statistics on that. He has all the shows that he won and all of that. It's really quite amazing.
So, Geiger, tell us a bit about Charmin.
Well, Charmin, that's his call name. His registered name is F.B. Hidalgo at Good Spice. He was actually bred in Canada by Fran Bergeron. And it was handled and owned by Marjorie Good here in the States. Now, this was a rare breed, and he really stepped up back in 2007 to 2009. He won the Yukonuba National Championship in 2007, the World Dog Show in Sweden in 2008, and Crufts is kind of like the Wimbledon in of the dog world. He won Crufts in 2009. So as Lisa said, he's the top winning Sealyham of all time. But he's also won more top awards than any other show dog in the world, 95 best in shows. So he's really a legend.
Now,
and he is the grandfather of both of the actors in the movie, Rapunzel and Cinderella.
And is it correct that Charmin took Best of Breed in Westminster?
He took Best of Breed, and then after they take all of the individual breeds, they group them up. And so they took all the terriers as a group, the winners of each of the terrier breeds, and he won the top terrier also.
Wow. And I don't really follow dog breeding that carefully, but from what I do know, you know, to be a Best of Breed in Westminster is a big deal. That's the show that the general population hear about, and it's covered on television, and it's a very reputable show as far as dog breeding goes. Now, have these dogs in particular, or any dogs that you've worked with, done other work in film or television or any media work?
No, well, but there are other Sealyhams that have.
Right.
And Geiger actually has a list of some of the other movies that they have been in, and also children's books.
So, Geiger, tell us a bit about the other dogs that you know of these Sealyhams that have done work in film and television.
Yeah, so it really was the breed of the Hollywood back in the 20s and 30s. In 1933, a movie that came out called Big of My Heart, starring Marion Davies. The Sealyham named Mutt was his name, and Mutt was trained by the famous Hollywood dog trainer Henry East. He also appeared in that same year in another movie called The Way to Love, with Maurice Chevalier, he was kind of Hollywood famous back then, but not really seen too much since then. They're not generally known by the public anymore.
And so how did your dogs come to be associated and come to get the contract, as it were, to work on the 2012 biopic of Hitchcock?
Well, the producer was having a really hard time finding two Sealyham Terriers that would be able to be in the movie. And sometimes it's hard to get dogs from breeders that, you know, they get concerned about their welfare and all of that. So they finally contacted Sarah Clifford, and she's a well-known dog trainer. And she contacted the Sealyham Club of Southern California. And the president of the Sealyham Club of Southern California contacted me. His name is Arnold Anderson. And he asked if I had any youngsters that would be able to be in the movie. He told me that they were desperate to find two Sealyhams. Because if they didn't, they were going to have to use Westies, and they really didn't want to use Westies. And I said, sure, you know, I was growing two Sealyham girls out to show, and they would be exactly right for the movie. They're really intelligent and cooperative. And so we met with the producers in Hollywood, and they just loved the dog, and they got the part.
That's exciting. Now, I read a quote here from Sarah Clifford, who you said was the trainer on set, and apparently the dogs nailed every scene, and Helen Mirren even made the camera crew set up additional cameras to get reactions because the dogs were just so cute.
Yes, Sarah told me about that. And she said that the Sealyhams were as smart as a Jack Russell, but not as hyper and energetic. So they were easy to train, and that's true. They're wonderful. That you can teach them all kinds of tricks. They're very intelligent.
Now, in case any of our listeners haven't watched Hitchcock, the biopic that we're talking about, it does star Anthony Hopkins and Helen Mirren, and the dogs are featured in three different parts of the film. Now these are characters in the film, and they really are helped to, I think, to establish that the Hitchcocks had dogs and they had a home life and they were just average people. Now, there's a scene where Hitchcock is driving onto the Paramount set with the two dogs in the car, and the security guard kind of says hello to the dogs. There's another set where they're relaxing in their bedroom at the house, and the dogs are there playing on the bed. Hitchcock's character, he actually says, "Relax, naughty boys, calm down." So they're kind of having fun. And there's a great scene where Hitchcock goes to feed the dogs, and he pours a bit of brandy or cognac or whatever it is from his glass into the dog's food. And I think that was quite funny. These scenes between Hitch and Alma and their dogs in the house are very intimate and very fun. And it shows that it really does show the affection that they had for these dogs as part of the film, which I believe definitely portrays the way they felt about the dogs in real life.
I agree.
Now,
really well done.
So, what else do you know about, like, were you involved with the taping? Were you on set during the film? Like, how many days did the dogs have to do? Was it all one location? Can you tell us a bit more about that?
The set was a closed set, just like when Hitchcock would do films. Everything was top security and top secret. They only allowed Sarah to go in with them, and so we weren't allowed to visit or anything. Which is kind of sad, but I understand why they did that.
Well, especially working with dogs, I think to have just the trainer on set so the dogs are only focusing on the trainer is important.
Yes.
And obviously these were young pups. They had never done any media work before. They probably had some training, some obedience and such. But they were really, just like any other actor, they were thrown onto camera. And there would have been a lot of pressure on the dogs. And I hope they did well. And it sounds like the comments from the crew were very positive about the dogs.
Yeah, they did. They had about 3 weeks of intensive training, and then they did the movie after that. And when the puppies came back, they were very... you could tell that they had been handled by someone who really loved the dogs and took good care of them. I was really impressed.
For sure. Now, how was that for the two of you to be involved? Like, was that pretty exciting to be involved in a big production like this?
At the time, Geiger and I were not married, so this happened before. And it was very exciting for me and my kids. It was just exciting and fun, you know, to be a part of something like that.
Did you ever get to meet Hopkins and Murren?
No, I didn't. But I heard that they just loved the dogs and that they were seriously considering getting one eventually.
That's great. And that's always a lot of fun to be involved in any level on a Hollywood production and to have any kind of a connection. And obviously it speaks well of your company and your breeding that you do to be involved in such a large project. Now, from what I've been reading and what you've been telling me, it seems like the Sealyham breed is quite rare. And how many, do you know the number or how many actual Sealyham Terriers are there today?
Well, I'll take that one. It's estimated that there are more lowland gorillas, pandas, and tigers in the world than there are Sealyham Terriers, somewhere between 500 and 1,000. They hit an all-time low with the Kennel Club of England in 2008. They only had 43 new dogs registered in 2008. Now, that's down from about 2,000 per year back in the 1920s. But in the 10 years since 2008, when they hit that low, We're seeing approximately double the number of registrations per year. Now, the Kennel Club of England actually puts out numbers. The AKC only puts out rankings. They don't give actual numbers. In 2014, out of 190 breeds, they were 169 most popular breed, so very rare. But as the word gets out about this wonderful breed and how wonderful they are, they've gone in 3 years from 169th up to 150th in terms of popularity. They've continued to rise. In fact, they're, as far as we know, they're the only terrier breed that is going up in the rankings right now.
So the population is increasing for this dog, which is a positive thing. That's good.
Yeah, it's really good. The breeders are all working together trying to preserve the breed. So it's working.
What, if any of our listeners were interested, or what can people in general do to kind of help promote this breed and to kind of continue this streak of increasing the population, increasing the popularity of the dogs?
I guess get involved with the Sealyham Club of America, become a member, and get a puppy.
One thing, Tom, that Lisa started a few years ago, I guess it's been about 3 years now, is we've contacted theaters. We started here in Ohio that were showing Hitchcock movies. For the entire month of October, the Gateway Film Center in Columbus, Ohio, ran a series of all the Hitchcock films. And we contacted them, and when they had the screening of The Birds, they invited us in. They gave us space in the lobby. We brought in several Sealyhams, had a nice display with pictures and explanations, and Hitchcock fans had an opportunity to meet Hitchcock's favorite breed of dogs. We've actually had a theater owner invite us at the start of the movie to come in and reintroduce the dogs to those people that hadn't met them out in the lobby. And we've since branched out those efforts. Last year, we, in addition to that, had a screening in Washington, D.C. And for the Hitchcock Festival in Bodega Bay this year, we worked with the Chamber of Commerce there, and a couple Sealyham owners took their dogs there to spread the word. And we reached out to the National Association of Theater Owners, the independent film theater owners here, to see if they could put something in their bulletin to let theater owners know that if they're going to show a Hitchcock movie, any Hitchcock movie, to please get in contact with us, and we will find Sealyham owners in the area and try to get them to come to those filmings so that they can meet Hitchcock's dogs. The association really didn't want to do that. They felt it was kind of a charitable effort, and we only have one charity in mind. But we would certainly be willing to if anyone is in a position that would be showing Hitchcock movies or having a Hitchcock festival, to contact the club. They'll get in touch with us, and then we will do the footwork to try to see if we can get a member there so that people can meet this rare dog. You know, your fans really now will have a great trivia answer, which is what was Hitchcock's favorite breed of dog, and if they work with us, we'll even try to get an opportunity for them and other Hitchcock fans to meet one of these wonderful breeds.
Well, that's some really good work you're doing here. And, you know, one thing we've talked a lot about on our podcast is anything that can happen for the Hitchcock fans and to make the movies more interesting is valuable. And you're keeping this heritage alive of these dogs and celebrating the dog, which Hitchcock himself loves so much. So that's really some good work that you're doing. And it makes me want to travel to some of these American Hitchcock festivals and have a chance to see some of these dogs for sure. Thank you both for being with us today. Quickly before we go, tell us about the Afterglow website and where can people get a hold of the two of you?
It's afterglowkennels.com, and there's lots of great information on there about the Sealyham Terriers, and feel free to contact us through the website.
That's great.
Additionally, there's also information at the American Sealyham Terrier Club website, which is sealyham.org. They have even more information about the history of the breed. There's some information for people that are considering getting a Sealy Hound Terrier about more details about the breed. So either side will be informative. We'll certainly answer any inquiries that come to us, but also the club itself is a great, great source of information.
Thank you, Lisa and Geiger, for being on the show. This has been a very special episode today on Good Evening, an Alfred Hitchcock Podcast. We've got mail. We appreciate all the feedback we get from our listeners around the planet, everybody chipping in with their opinions on Good Evening, an Alfred Hitchcock Podcast. A couple of comments here, courtesy of the Alfred Hitchcock geek, Joel Guns. He says he enjoys the intelligent conversation we are having on the show, and Pat McFadden, who was a guest on one of our recent episodes, thinks that we are having a smart, funny, and fun show, loving our conversation about all the films. Now, we have a message here from the Beat family, which is Lee, Alan, Tina, Maria, Callum, and Kyle, and they're from Birmingham, United Kingdom. They say that the whole family are huge fans of the podcast. They love it. They never miss an episode. And they wondered if we could get a mention on the podcast. Definitely. Hello to the Beat family from Birmingham. Thank you all for listening. And it's great to think that your whole family is that interested in Hitchcock films that you're able to learn about the master through our podcast. And finally here, another message from the United Kingdom. From Martin Leaf in West Yorkshire. He says, I absolutely love your podcast. Perfect for the Hitchcock geek. Packed with information. Keep up the great work, you three, and God bless. With a happy face icon. Thank you very much, Martin. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Make sure to send us your feedback. Again, this is our Dog Days of Summer episode of Good Evening, an Alfred Hitchcock Podcast. Talking briefly about the film Hitchcock from 2012. Anthony Hopkins and Helen Mirren starring in this biopic, which is really a relationship between Alfred Hitchcock and his wife, Alma Revel, story from the period of time when they were filming Psycho, which was released in 1960. So this is set in 1959. It's a good film. It's worth watching. If you want to be a Hitchcock fan, these are the types of films that are important to watch to get a sense of the history of Hitchcock. Alma Revel, very important in his life, very critical in the success of his films, The Woman Behind the Man, and, you know, it's a really interesting film to watch. I've seen it before a few years ago. I watched it again in preparation for today's show, and I do recommend it if you have a chance to see it. So do remember that Good Evening is available on the Fandom Podcast feed in iTunes, as well as we do have our own feed. And you can check out Fandom Podcast Network t-shirts, including Good Evening t-shirts and mugs and pillows, on the tpublic.com website. Thank you, Norman Lau, who is with the Fandom Podcast Network. He designed our new show art, our new graphics. And don't forget to go over to jasoncullimore.com to learn more about the work of this great local Regina-based composer, Jason Cullimore, who produced our great theme song, our theme music, which I've really been enjoying. If you get a chance, I don't know if you listen to our show on headphones, but if you get a chance to play an episode or play the theme song on a big speaker system, it's very, very impressive piece of music. And we cannot forget to mention our sister podcast hosted by Annie and Catherine, which is the Good Evening and Alfred Hitchcock Presents podcast, all about the Hitchcock TV shows. Make sure to check that out. Our co-hosts, who are on vacation today, they've left me alone in the office to do the summer chores for them. Chris Haig is on Twitter as Hire_boy. And he is a featured host of the North by Nerd West podcast on iTunes, and also does work on the Eccentric Earth podcast. He is one of our co-hosts over there in lovely old England. Brandon Mutala is our other co-host in Regina. He is Brandon Mutala on Twitter, He's a co-host of Trek FM and shows such as Warp 5 and Melodic Treks, all about Star Trek. And believe it or not, Brandon right now, shortly will be in Vulcan, Alberta, appearing at the Star Trek Festival there, doing some panel work and taping some episodes for his other Star Trek shows that he produces. So good for him. Now, Brandon will also be working on a series of called the H4O series on the Talk Film Society, which are all about the Halloween films. That'll be coming up. You can watch for that. My name is Tom Caldwell. I can be found at TomCaldwell3000 on Twitter, which, as we like to say, is a lot of photos of my dog. So thank you for joining us. Have a great summer. We will talk to you soon, and I wish you good evening.
Appreciate it very much. There was one thing I didn't get a chance to slip in there, and I don't know if you want to somehow make use of it yourself.
Sure.
There's a quote from Hilton Green. He's a film producer, and he was the assistant director of the original Psycho movie and lots of Hitchcock Presents episodes. And they asked him about Hitchcock's dogs, and he said, "Those dogs that were in his cameo in The Birds, those dogs ate better than most people in the world. I mean, he would go to the store and get the finest cut of meat and have them ground it up for these dogs. They were wonderful. He would bring them to work. They would be in his office, and he loved them dearly."
Well, Hitchcock definitely celebrated food, so obviously he took good care of his dogs. I was reading some of that, too.